this is my last little contribution of my thoughts on friendship, taken from Khalil Gibran's beautiful poem on friendship from the Prophet. The last two lines go like this. And in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and the sharing of pleasures. For it is in the dew of little things the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. I think laughter is the most musical sound in the world. I'm talking about hilarity. I'm not talking about mocking laughter. I always enjoy hearing a group and hear their laughter. And I think God must love it when he hears the brothers and the sisters laughing. It means they're playing together. And also, we're sharing our pleasures. There are some things we like to do alone, but most things, it's lovely to do it with someone else. Whether it's to go out to eat, or go to the cinema, or go for a walk, go on holiday. Oh, let's always look for laughter. Even in our sorrows, a person who can still laugh is really a hero, because he can bounce. The Lord is risen from the dead, alleluia. He can even smile at sin. I'm not saying that we should be sinning, but light will overcome darkness. That's hilarious. That's wonderful. That's positive. Don't let's be peddlers of misery. You know, the wages of sin is death. What sort of God do they believe in? The wages have been paid. It's now eternal life if we only allow the Lord to give us these gifts. And then it's in the dew of little things the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. Ooh. I believe there was once an actor who gave his American actress wife a ring worth $4 million. Now maybe the actor could afford that, perhaps it was peanuts for him. But if ever I was the actor, I'd be a bit worried. And I'd worry if the actress perhaps preferred the ring to me. When you're deeply in love, in friendship, you don't really need big things to show it. A cup of coffee is enough. I wish some wedding receptions were simpler. Sometimes wedding arrangements I find so vulgar. All this money spent, and yet all people really want is some sheets and some knives and forks for their own home. And everyone's having to keep up with the Joneses. The greatest love is shown in the smallest ways, so that the thing we share must never outshine the love that's being expressed. You see, our Lord used little words, and in English, the smallest words tend to come from the German background, rather than our Roman Latin. And they're short words because they've been used for centuries. They're to do with ordinary things. They've had bits fallen off from sheer use. He used words like salt. Now, if a chemist came home from his laboratory and at supper said to his wife, pass the sodium chloride, she'd say, hey, we call it salt here. You keep your sodium chloride in the laboratory with those who understand chemistry. So I say to the students, don't talk theology at people. Keep theological terms among those who know what they're talking about. Because theological terms are very serious, most carefully constructed, thoughtful, professional statements. Our Lord talked about the rent, R-E-N-T, how do you pay your tax, T-A-X, all short words. He talked about wedding receptions, and the bridesmaids probably dived into the reception before the bridegroom came, so no wonder they were drowsy. He talked about ordinary things, and he used little words. And people who love each other say sweet nothings. They don't climb into each other's ears with a megaphone and make a narration. They whisper pillow talk. And that's what praying in tongues is about. It's pillow talk. Little noises, so that the verbosity is not greater ever than the love it's trying to express. And the same with gifts. Our Lord hasn't given us diamonds, a little bread and a little wine, a little water for the feet. He showed his love in little ways, a big love using little things, so that the gift, the thing, must never be bigger than the giver and what the giver is trying to say. That is why some people go to some churches because they think the wine's better at communion than other churches. They like Châteauneuf du Pape, so they go to that church. Our Lord used plonk at the Last Supper. Plonk. The rough stuff that they still sell at Cana. I remember once visiting Cana, and the delightful Palestinians came out with bottles of wine. "This is the wine that our Lord changed from water," they said. "Would you like to try some?" I said, "Thank you." I did. Actually, it was revolting. And with a twinkle in my eye, I said, "Well, if I was our Lord, I'd have changed that wine back into water." Well, they thought this was hilarious. They thought it was fun. I said to myself, I'm glad I came to Cana. I'm glad I had a chat with these young Palestinians. And I've always prayed for them ever since. In Isaiah chapter 65, the word of God is like dew that falls from heaven, which permeates the soil, seeps in, and doesn't turn to God until it's finished the work it is given to do. So God's word isn't a flash flood, or very rarely. A flash flood is a half an hour wonder. Washes all the topsoil away, leaves the earth totally dry afterwards, runs off the surface, doesn't seep in at all. But God comes to speak little words to our heart. So in prayer, we're not saying, "Listen, Lord, your servant's speaking." We say, "Speak, Lord, your servant's listening." And we can expect God's words and God's gifts to be a little discreet, like dew. And what I've tried to do in this series of talks is to allow us to marinate or soak in that dew, which is really what Lectio Divina is about. To take something beautiful, nothing dramatic maybe, and just let it speak to us. And of all the gifts God gives, for me, the greatest is friendship. And friends teach each other that their friendship is so important, no thing must ever be seen as bigger than the love and the friendship. So express our love for each other in little ways. And we express our love to God in little ways. He said, a cup of water thrills him. If we've given someone a cup of water. And when I meet parents who've given food and clothes and love to their children, I say to myself, oh, God must be pleased. Because he is so easy to please. And friends teach each other what it is to be so easy to please. Amen.